This is Bird from Cottage Grove, and I'm part of the KQ Military Takeover.
All right, here we are, the last one. It's our military takeover. Welcome, everyone. We had 8 military vets here today. We've reached the 5 o'clock hour. The last one is here, and I have a feeling, just a feeling, this one's going to be a good one. Please welcome Bird. Hi, Bird.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. I'm going to move your microphone just a little bit that way. We want to make sure that the bird is the word and that the bird is heard.
All right.
All right. How about that? Now, you have a full name, but you would prefer just to be known as Bird.
Yes, I've been called Bird since I was a youngster. Most people don't even know my real first name.
Now, why do people call you, or why have you been called Bird all these years?
Years ago, I went with some friends down to Florida, and we painted a motel down there. And one of the neighbors said that I flew south for the winter and called me the Bird, and I've been the Bird ever since.
It stuck. Well, I'll tell you, you look like, and you know, you never want to judge anybody by the look or their, you know, what they say, never judge a book by its cover. You got long gray hair. You're all tatted up. You got one of the most awesome shirts I've ever seen. I may just have to steal that shirt from you when you leave. And you look like a great, genuine rock and roll guy who has lived an amazing life. Am I right?
You're absolutely
right. I knew it. Right, Candace?
Totally.
Totally.
Excited.
He is going to be a lot of fun. Before we get going, your list of songs by far are the most unique and interesting of any of the vets we've had. Now, the vets that we've had on have had good songs, not just to the level of yours. Tell us about your background with classic rock. What kind of drove you and, you know, connected you with this music?
Well, it started probably around 15 years old. I started listening to KQ. And I
listening to KQ at 15?
Yes.
How old are you now?
65.
Wow!
That's awesome.
You guys got to get on Facebook Live. I'm telling you. Get on Facebook Live. We're live worldwide. You got to check out Bird. This guy is awesome. So you started listening to KQ at 15. You're now 65. And that makes sense because our 50th birthday is in 2018. Wow. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got into rock through KQ and just stuck with it all these years because they played what I like to hear.
What are some of your favorite bands when you were growing up?
Oh, I had some good ones, The Doors and yes. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. I could go on and on.
So you like the good old stuff.
Good old rock and roll.
That is fantastic. Before we go to your first song, Candace, got to get people to log on here and check out Bird. He is it.
Yeah, your family, by the way, your roadies here are giving me life. They're so happy to be here, and it's making me want to just cry. So that's really cool. Thanks for being here. You guys can join in on the conversation. Check it out on Facebook Live. Just go to our Facebook page, 92KQRS. Bonnie Mills wants to say hi, Steve. Thanks so much for your service. And we have a lot more messages coming in. So get on there, share your story, ask a question, whatever you want to do on Facebook Live.
All right, it's time to play some music. That's while you're here. While you're here, because we want to honor you and your service and your dedication to this country. But we also want you to have fun and play classic rock and just kind of goof around and have a good old time. I call the last hour of the takeover happy hour. We've gone through 7. You're the last one. We're getting a little giddy. We're going to have a great time. Tell us about the first song you're going to play, Bird.
Well, immediately I saw the song Surfing Bird came to mind. I used to have it as my ringtone. My nickname's Bird. I mean, it just fit.
It just fit. All right, here we go. This is Bird on KQRS. 92 KQRS. Well, Bird, do you think anybody ever smoked anything listening to that song? What do you think? Yeah, yes or no? Hang on a second. You got to turn your mic on. Before we do that, I want to make sure that you introduce the fine people that came with you today, helped you get here. Would you like to recognize them and honor them and introduce them? We'd love to know who they are.
I certainly would. It's my girlfriend, Cheryl, of 17 years.
Very nice. And hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Our good. Dear friends, Gary and Liz.
Awesome. Thanks for coming and hanging out with this guy. Boy, time has come today. Chambers Brothers, you got some great music coming up. Let's check in real quick with Studio A, Ray Eric. Some local shout-outs.
Wow, do we ever. We got a bunch. Everett McCormick, John and Jody, Uncle Elvin Sargent, Nick Olson of the 101st Airborne Iraq, World War I vet, Walter Stack. Walter is no longer with us, but his family sure is. And also we heard from the son of First Lieutenant Air Force, in the Air Force, Adam, and the daughter, Research for the Defense Department, Rebecca. Uncle Jesse Olmsted of the Navy, and finally the sister of Norb Feist called in. Norb retired from returned from Kuwait on Tuesday after 30 years of service. He's still active, though, and just got back from Kuwait.
Great job, Greg. Norb,
yeah.
Wow. Veterans Day 2017. It's all about the vets, the brave men and women who have made this great country the way it is. And, boy, you know, I know I'm saying the same thing over and over, but I can't find any other words than thank you and the deep feeling of appreciation that all of us have who didn't serve for the people that have. It's people like you that have really made a huge difference. And I know a lot of people are reaching out on social media. Candace is at our social media empire desk. It's now gone to an empire desk.
Candace. Nice. I'm ready for it.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about birds. Scott Frost, a big salute and thank you to the bird for your service. Keep rocking it at the queue. Frank Turchin says, thanks for your service, my brother, from Frank and Carla. And Butch Cowden says, congratulations, Bird, listening to you right now, brother. And he also wants you to mention your Native American artwork.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been doing that for quite a few years. I make, authentic Indian. I do a lot of bone and bead work and stuff like that, and dream catchers and been doing it for many years.
That's great.
Yeah, after I was disabled, I found a new hobby, and it's became a good way to keep me calm and to make me a little extra cash on the side.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Good for you. We have to take a break. We'll be back with Bird with a great lineup of classic rock, The Doors, Canned Heat, and a couple of surprises, too. That's next on KQ. 92 KQRS, it's the military takeover. We are in happy hour land with our final military vet. His name is Bird from Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Now, Bird, you are a unique and colorful character. We love that about you. It's been wonderful hanging out with you. We got another half hour to go. Tell us and our audience about your military background. Tell us how it all began and...
Well, it began in 1970 when I received a draft notice from the Army. I decided that I didn't want to go in the Army. I had to be a Marine. My family is all the way on both sides. I have uncles, aunts. My mother, my father were both World War II veterans. So I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and I did my basic training in San Diego. And after basic training, I was shipped up to Camp Pendleton, where I spent a good couple of years there, and then I went up to 29 Palms, California, and we did some training of reserves up there in the desert. We were out at a place called Camp Wilson. It was literally a tent city in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And basically, I ran supplies back and forth from the base to the camp out in the desert, and that was my job. I drove a little, it looks like a go-kart. It's got a flat bed, and you sit in the front of it. It's called a mule. Mm-hmm. And I ran back and forth all day long delivering supplies to whatever they needed out there.
Wow.
And then every night we gathered for the light show because they were doing artillery practice and missiles and shooting down drones. And it was like the 4th of July every night.
Do you still keep in touch with some of your friends? And
I did it first, and as time went by, I still have a couple of guys that I know what they're doing, but the rest of us have kind of faded off over the years. It's been 40-some years since we've been out. I do keep up with a friend of mine named Ski that I did about 3 years service with him. He lives out in Missouri. And then I, for a while, kept a track of a guy in Oregon that I knew, but I lost track of him when he moved, and I moved, mm-hmm. and phones changed, and we just never got back. I have tried looking for a couple of them on Facebook, but I haven't found them.
Do you have any regrets in your life in terms of your military service? Maybe you wish you would have done something different, or if you had to do it again, would you do it all the same?
I would do it all again. Yeah, when I enlisted, that was what I wanted to do at the time. I guess I'd do it all again, even though I know what I know.
That's
I mean,
true.
It took me from a kid, basically, and when I got out, I was a man. I mean, just plain and simple. It taught me respect. It taught me honor. It taught me a lot of things over the time I was in.
And I'll tell you, we're very proud of that and very fortunate to have guys like you out there. So thank you. Candace?
Yeah, we have some awesome messages here for you on Facebook Live. Once again, you still have time to share those messages on Facebook Live, 92KQRS Facebook page. Carla Scott Turchin says, "Hey, Bird, thank you for your service. They couldn't have a better person to represent a veteran. Love to you and Cheryl." Tammy Pearl Rogers says, "Hi, Uncle Bird. Love Tammy and Bill. Oh, and I see you too, Cheryl." And then a nice comment from Faith Hoffman. She says, "It's a beautiful sunset tonight for Bird and all the veterans. Thank you for your service."
Wonderful. Doesn't that make you feel great?
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel real good.
It's great.
Real good, yes.
People love you, Bird, and we all do for what you've done. It's a big part of our lives, certainly the age group of people in here. If it wasn't for guys like you and your generation, we wouldn't have what we have today. And it's great. Now, we got to play more classic rock. That's why we are here, one of the reasons why we're here. Now, if this doesn't get our social media page fired up, I don't know what will. During this next song we're going to play, we just found out that Bird, who is 65 years old, and Candace, who is
26
years old, both have a Jim Morrison tattoo on their bodies. So we're going to play The Doors' Touch Me, and if you log on right now to our Facebook page, we will expose both body parts and show both tattoos, because you know what? It's Veterans Day, and we can, because we love you, Bird, and we love all of you. This is the Military Takeover on 92KQRS. It's our Military Takeover. We're coming into the home stretch. We started at 10 a.m. this morning, going until 6 o'clock, honoring and recognizing really incredible men and women today on our airwaves. And boy, there's not much left to say. I think we've said it all. How fortunate and thankful we are for everyone who has served and is serving around the world representing this great country. I also want to say thank you to Costco Woodbury. They are supplying every vet on the air today with a free one-year membership. Thank you, Costco Woodbury. Captain Ken's gave us some great chili. I know our staff ate half of it. So thank you, Captain Ken's. Butterball is giving every Minnesota vet a Butterball turkey for the holidays. Those are the vets who are here today on KQ as a way to say thank you and have a great holiday season. And Brugger's Bagels catered our breakfast today as we got set up and got started. The St. Anthony store, so thank you for that. Well, we just saw a picture of Bird and Candace sharing their Jim Morrison tattoos, probably about 40 years apart when they were made, but nonetheless, it was pretty cool. You can log on to KQRS.com, our Facebook page, and check that out. Let's go to Studio A with Ray Eric and more local military shout-outs.
Yes, we got to give a shout-out to Earl Baker, World War II vet. Also, a gal called in. Now, I didn't get all of their last names. We were kind of in a hurry because the song was fading out. But Scott Silge, who was a Marine, just got back from Iraq. Also, Mark was in the Army. And he's now gone. And Jim from the Navy. And then finally, we had the daughter of a Vietnam vet who did three tours, wanted to give a special thanks to Bird. She's a huge fan of you as of today, Bird. And that's coming from Major Nicole Jacobson.
Wow. How's that, huh?
Wow.
Oof. Now, that was a big one.
I'm honored.
There you go.
Absolutely, you should be. And thank you for your service for the woman that called up. Thank you very, very much. Candace, what's up at the social media desk?
Yeah, Kathy Benson says, "Thanks, Bird, for your service. I love your taste in music." Chad Keller, "Great music choices, Bird, from one vet to another. Thanks for your service." And then Dale Peterson, "Thanks to Bird and all the veterans, past, present, and future."
So you told me earlier that when you got your song list together today to come on the air with us, you kind of rolled through your mind all the songs that you were listening to and really getting into when you were called up in the late 60s or 70s, right?
Yes, yes. I drew from about 1969 up until about 1974 and thought, what was I listening to back then? And most of the songs on the playlist are the songs I was listening to, the type of music I was listening to.
Well, people are digging it. Let's go to another one. Canned Heat is next. What's the next one on your list there from Canned Heat?
Canned Heat is going to be going up the country. Can I send this out to the Brown family and my brothers from another mother? Y'all know who you are.
You can do anything you want, Bird. Today's your day.
Thank you.
92 KQRS, Barry McGuire, the Eve of Destruction, our very final military vet on our military takeover today, is a gentleman named Bird. He's really captured the imagination and attention of all of us, and particularly on social media, on our Facebook page. Your Jim Morrison tattoo, along with Candace's, was that your hip or your buttocks?
Whoa, it was my hip.
Hip, okay. Well, it started to go down a little bit. At least I said buttocks, and yeah. I said it properly and respectfully. Bird, you're one of a kind. Are you, have you gotten to the point in your life? I know you're still a young man at 65, but have you ever just thought about, wow, what my life's been like? And not only the military experience, but all the things you've been through with your family and your friends. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great. I like to tell people if I died tomorrow, I've lived three lifetimes already. I've gotten to do a lot of the things that I want to do. I still have a bucket list like everybody, but I've had it pretty good considering.
Good. Well, you've been a great guest. I know that. Candace?
Yeah, a couple more messages for you. Jeffrey Connor says, thanks so much for your service, Bird, and all the veterans who have protected our country. This is a great tribute to all veterans, stateside and abroad. Dave Wickland said, thank you, Bird, for your service and the great tune, Semper Fi, bro. Also, thank you to the vets and their families for their sacrifices.
Wonderful. You still have a little time to log on and say congratulations and thanks. And any type of honor you'd like to give to these guys, men and women who've been on with us today and all of you who have served and serving today. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up our military takeover version 2017 next. This is the military takeover. We are wrapping things up. We are very honored to have Bird. Yep, one word, and that's all you need for this young man. Bird is in studio. He is military vet number 8. And before we say goodbye to him, I'd like to honor and recognize all the other military vets that were on the show today, starting at 10 a.m. with Christopher Goodwagen from Elk River, Minnesota, Aaron Stark from Chanhassen, Michael Quilty from Buffalo, Minnesota, Sherry Fay from Bloomington, Andrew Gimza from Lino Lakes, and of course the brothers Donald and Ryan Strasser from Moundsville in Minneapolis, Robert Walker from Oakdale, and finally from Cottage Grove, we have Bird in the studio. I also would be remiss if I didn't thank the incredible staff here today. You guys all made this work. Thank you so much, Christina Madsen. We had Connor McDonald and Gary Smith in our engineering and IT department. Candace manning the social media. Great job, Candace. Awesome. Ray Eric in Studio A producing the show. Jay Philpott, couldn't have done today without you. Thank you very much. If I missed anybody, I apologize, but I think we got them all. Terrific. I really appreciate it. And then starting next week, we'll be doing our tributes. Yep. On the KQ Morning Show, if you have a vet in your life that you'd like honored, it's real easy. Just send an email to me, and I'll make sure, I promise you, I will get it on the air in the morning show to honor your loved one who served time or is serving time in the military right now. It's scott@92kqrs.com. We'll post that email if you forgot it. But that's starting next week, probably when we get back from Las Vegas on the morning show. So, Bird. Yes. It was a honor and a pleasure to meet you today. You have made a big influence and impact on my life. You are a guy who went through a lot of challenges in life, and you made it through with a great attitude. You served our country, and I tip my hat to you. So thank you so much. We're going to head out with one more song, but if there's anything you'd like to end with, sir, the floor is yours.
Well, the last song is something that when I turned on the radio and I was in the Marine Corps, I either heard Wolfman Jack or I heard Gimme Shelter. They were always playing every day. It reminds me of the times back then. I also want to give a little shout out to Tom and the crew. and all my relatives who are listening, and some of them in the military too. I'd just like to thank everybody for honoring the veterans and doing something for everyone. I think it's just great.
Thank you, Bert. It's our pleasure and our honor to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.